Hadia de shout kisani, Hadia de shout kisani, Agada khwekha, Agada khwekha, Teyaka tzigu, Teyaka khiti, Hi ina ah, Hi ina ah. Hadia de shout.
My ear is not that great. It might be Dine. It's the native jazz. Let's see.
This is Hadiade.
Uh-huh. And the band?
Native Jazz Quartet.
The Native Jazz Quartet. Okay, that's what I thought. I thought it was the Native Jazz Quartet. They've got an album out called NJQ Stories. And they mix these indigenous sounds with straight up jazz. And it's such a cool mashup. And we thought we'd use that for the walk-up. Abby, great job on finding this story on these dancers who share this amazing color, style, and sound with us through Native American dance.
Yes, this is Raya Joyheart of the United Indigenous Dancers. Thank you so much, Raya, for joining us.
Of course. Good morning. Tos niaket. Zambechu. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Of course. So you are the co-founder of the United Indigenous Dancers. Can you talk a little bit about the group?
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much for the opportunity. So we are the United Indigenous Dancers. We are a cultural awareness dance group that brings Indigenous cultural awareness into every community. We were founded in 2015. We are just a group of Indigenous leaders that have a common passion for cultural education and awareness. And we have realized, you know, the opportunity to be able to bring that awareness to Indigenous people as well as bridge resources and opportunities between all communities.
Where can the community find you out dancing in the community? What kinds of events can they find you at?
Yeah, so we have a few events coming up. We have the tributes to the Elders Powwow, which is going to be June 17th and 18th. We also have the IACON, which is coming up. We were really excited about. It's going to be on the 9th, 10th, and 11th. So we're really excited about that.
Whenever I see the regalia, and you all come in, and you haven't started dancing yet, but I know it's coming. It's like everybody gets excited because you know something special is about to jump off. You bring with you just a real, like, energy, and people are like, okay, now it's cool.
Yeah, for sure. It's really heartwarming to see that, you know, the resilience of our people carries on. You know, they talk about Indigenous people like we're part of the past, the history. But, you know, we're educators, we're caregivers, we're, you know, doctors. We're a part of, you know, the mainstream that, you know, some of us not always are aware of. But, you know, it's really amazing to see how our people are able to thrive in these spaces that we weren't meant to be a part of.
I sometimes have to... you know, resist jumping in because I want to jump in. And then I go, I'm not that good. I can't jump in. And then I heard a recording of you all doing your thing. And you said, all right, y'all, come on in. And you actually invite the people in to dance with you. That's awesome.
Yeah, definitely. We definitely want to open an opportunity to allow people who are interested in just learning and bringing that awareness and, you know, creating that alliance between, you know, just different communities and giving them opportunity to feel what it feels like to be in our circle. Because when you're in that circle, you know, we are all equal and we're all one. I mean, it's astonishing to see how far we've come and how far we have yet to travel. It is our duty to use our privilege as modern people to keep the history of the nation alive. So with that, you know, having the opportunity for our audiences to be a part of it is just makes it that much more.
Can you talk about some of the responses you've gotten? Maybe one of your last events, something that stuck out to you from the community watching you dance?
Yeah, definitely. We've been getting a tremendous feedback from a few of our viewers and a few of our audience members and some of our community members that they're just really, they're really thankful that we have our group and that we have the ability to want to share our tradition and culture. And just, you know, it really awakens the spirit of some of our viewers.
So you've been to IACON before. Can you describe a little bit what it's like? Sounds really cool.
Yeah, of course. So the Denver IACON, it started in 2019 as the Indigenous Pop X. The Denver Indigenous Comic and Arts Festival. Comic-Con is a celebration of indigeneity Community, hosted by and highlighting North American Indigenous creators. We have, you know, beaded artists, musicians, digital illustrators, designers, dancers, and so much more. So it's really just a way for us to display just how we are still a part of today, and we're just doing such amazing things.
Our Sunday morning hosts, Richard and Alex Tuelk, have covered Icon in the past on Indigenous Voice on Sunday mornings at 7. So I'm a little bit familiar with it, but the art and the color, the style, the way the Native world sees, you know, modern day life and this mashup of past, present, and future, because it all sort of rolls together, right?
Right.
And the other cool thing that you just said that really struck me is that when we dance in a circle, we're all equals.
Yes, that's correct. When we're in that circle, no matter what your background is, wherever you come from, you know, your people have contributed to the common good of all. So in that circle, we look at each other as equal.
Can you just like stay for like a year and just keep?
I would love to. Yeah, definitely.
You want to check out the United Indigenous Dancers at IACON, the Native Comic and Arts Festival. It's at the McNichols Center, June 9th through 11th. That's next weekend. IACON, that's AYACON, Denver.art. And then there's the Elders event the following week.
Yes, so the tribute to the elders, a few of our members, I was once on that powwow committee, but a few of our members, like Thomas Yellow Horse Davis, we have Kim Dominguez, we have Mary Yellow Horse Martinez, they are all contributing to that committee. And it's basically just a way to give back to our community and to honor our elders.
Where is that event?
It's going to be in Bromley Farms.
That sounds Brighton.
Yep, Brighton. I always get it mixed up, but yeah, Brighton.
Okay,
yep.
great, yeah. Wow. Abby, you found another one. How do you find these people?
Oh, my gosh. The Indigenous Cultural Celebration is where I met you, and it was just so moving to see your dance, and each one of you brought a different story along, and I'm just so blessed that I got to kind of get that behind the curtain scene of the United Indigenous Dancers. So thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much for the opportunity. It's very important for us to not only, you know, it's not a performance to us. It's definitely a presentation to a display some of the and bring awareness to some of the social issues that our Indigenous people are dealing with. You know, we're still fighting for our water, fighting for our children, bringing, you know, awareness and justice to our Indigenous women and relatives, and, you know, and just keeping those traditions alive, because there's a lot of answers to a lot of the questions we ask ourselves that we've either known for generations or that just help us through our daily life, because that's exactly what it is, a way of life.
When the drums get going, you want to start moving, they'll invite you in to the dance as well. Raya Joyheart of the United Indigenous Dancers, great visit. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ha ho.